Así que va a haber tres traductores. A ver quién le va a traducir.
Ah, good morning. Good morning. My name is Peter Berg. I'm head of Special Collections and Associate Director for Special Collections and Preservation here in the MSU Libraries. And on behalf of the entire MSU Library staff, I'd like to welcome all of you here today to this important event. For decades, Special Collections has collected the voices of resistance in our radicalism collection. In addition, we have also collected in the book arts, especially artist books in which artists use the book as an expression of their art. While these two collections may seem dissimilar, today we see an artist book that shows us how powerful the voice of resistance can be when combined artistically in a book, in this case, the book 43, by the book artist Lorena Velasquez. It's a pleasure and an honor to have this book in our collection, and my special thanks go to Diana Rivera, who worked to get this book here at Michigan State University. It's also an honor to be here today to listen to one of the parents of the 43, whose voice was silenced by the forces of oppression, but whose spirit lives on in this book and in all of us who embrace justice and equality for everyone in the world. I'd now like to introduce to you Diana Rivera, Chicano Latino bibliographer in Special Collections.
Thank you, Peter. And bienvenidos, Cruz y Mari, and our coordinator, Julio Guerrero, who is busy right now, and or he just entered. I guess one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we talked about, I think that Dr. Berg covered the voice of resistance very well. And I think that when we talk about what is going on in the world, art is a very, very useful and a very powerful form of resistance. So what you see before you is the work that Lorena Velasquez did in September, or in November, I believe. And I think that what you'll, if you have an opportunity, I hope you do take the time to come and see this beautiful piece of work, where the common theme in all of the panels is the number 43 that represents the students who have been disappeared. I had the honor of having Maria as a house guest last night, and the spirit of the movement has been that they want their children back. She is looking forward to being reunited with her son, to put this type of work as part of the history. There's a second book that we have at the end, a cartonera style book, which was also produced in Mexico as part of a collective. One of the things that we find out about the cartonera piece is that there's a site where it's made available to anyone who wants to print their own copy. So if you're interested in that, please contact me at the libraries, dianar@msu.edu, and I'll be more than happy to share that site. Also, the Cesar Chavez collection at the libraries has a Facebook page, and that will be posted on there as well. I want to also, at this point, just introduce Professor Sheila Contreras, who is a co-sponsor of our book event this afternoon, this morning and this afternoon, and who has been the local coordinator for Caravana 43. Thank you.
Gracias por venir todos y todas. Thank you for coming, everybody. I just want to say that bringing the caravana to Lansing was a shared effort between the university and the off-campus community. Our partners off-campus are Cristo Rey Church, the League of Union of Latin American Citizens out of the UAW local. Oh, I'll get the number wrong, but it's a UAW, a local. And Action of Greater Lansing, we worked together to bring the caravana here, and I think it's a It's a really important model of how universities and off-campus communities should work together to share resources. That the resources need to go back and forth, and we have a responsibility on campus to our community off-campus. And so I just want to make sure that we all know that. I also, you know, Chicano Latino Studies is a co-sponsor of this event, but I want to thank the MSU Libraries, of course, in particular, Diana Rivera, the bibliographer for the Cesar Chavez collection, which, quite honestly, is the best in the Midwest when it comes to U.S. Latino materials. We're really fortunate. And, of course, Peter Berg, the head of Special Collections, for making this purchase and making this commitment to all of us. The library is, Dr. Berg talked about Special Collections, the Radical Collection, the MSU Libraries. I think the addition of materials like these is so important because it documents the presence of Latinos in the Americas, not just in Mexico, but also here in the U.S. I also want to let everybody know that professional academic organizations in the U.S. Sorry, am I going too fast? Professional academic associations in the U.S. are taking account of and speaking out about the violence that occurred in Guerrero. Yesterday, the Modern Language Association, which is my professional association for scholars of language and literatures, issued a statement condemning the violence as a violation of academic freedom. So the caravana here at Michigan State at a university is perfectly appropriate, as Dr. Berg pointed out, because education can be powerful, but it can also be dangerous. It can be very dangerous. The danger, we share the struggle. We share the struggle. Latinos in the U.S., all communities that have been marginalized from education, from the power of the knowledges of education, we share the struggle of Ayotzinapa, of Guerrero. It's our struggle, too. Unless we think that this kind of violence exists only in faraway places, in the so-called third world, we need to only remember recent events here, and what people struggle with. But these struggles should unite us all across communities, Latinos, African Americans, Native people, anti-racist whites, Asian Pacific Americans. All of us should be united in the struggle because it's shared the world over. I don't want to say too much more except that the presence of this book in MSU Special Collections is a documentation of what happened in Iguala. It's a documentation. It will never leave. And so the memory of what happened in Ayotzinapa to Los 43 will also never leave us. So we're all really here to hear the Caravana members speak. So thank you so much for coming. It means so much to see you all here.
I wanted to point out also that the libraries has produced a very thoughtful, in my opinion, bookmark to share with people who attended here. I want to thank Teresa Moore and her staff for working on this. It picks up on the theme of one of the statements that we heard said, they tried to bury us not knowing we were seeds. Intentaron enterrarnos sin saber que éramos semillas. And what Teresa has produced is a wonderful piece of work, and it's a bookmark of seeded paper that if you take one with you, if you can please plant it in your garden, see what comes up. Show that life continues with this movement, and it will be right over here on the table. There's also a poem for those who are Spanish speakers that was written about Ayotzinapa from an artist in November of 2014 in Oaxaca. So they're at this giveaway table here. Thank you. I'd like to know, Julio,
Well,
nos va a presentar Julia.
Buenos días. días. My name is Julio Cesar Guerrero. I'm very happy to be here. This woman hears about me extensively, as you can tell.
I'd like to introduce our two guests that have come all the way from Guerrero to share the story with people in the States. They're seeking, of course, understanding, solidarity. They want to share the information unedited. You know, we offer them. We offer them the space and the forum for them to freely come and express the conditions they lived under and the conditions under which the 43 normalistas were disappeared last fall. They started in the southern part of Mexico, of the States, and they will conclude the caravana on the 26th of April in New York. Everybody is welcome to come and join us at a big marcha manifestation that we're holding in New York City on the 26th. We have compañera Maria de Jesus and el compañero Cruz. La compañera de Jesus will speak for herself, I don't want to introduce her, but she's very eloquent about her case, and so is Professor Cruz.
Adelante, participé ahí primero. Que se breve. Que estamos en un poquito breve, no estamos que participar también.
Mi nombre es María de Jesús Tlatén Pabello.
My name is María de Jesús Tlatén Pabello.
Vengo de Tizla de Guerrero en representación de todos los padres de familia.
I come from Tizla de Guerrero in representation of all the parents of the families.
Nosotros como padres de familia somos gente campesina, gente humilde y sencilla.
As parents of these families, we work the land. We are humble and simple people.
Nosotros a nuestros hijos les enseñamos a trabajar y al mismo tiempo a estudiar.
We taught our children at the same time to work and to study.
Nosotros como padres de familia queremos lo mejor para cada uno de nuestros hijos.
As parents, we want the best for our children.
Lamentablemente, no le podemos dar el estudio que nosotros queremos.
Unfortunately, we cannot provide them the studies that we would like them to have.
Tenemos que pedirle apoyo al gobierno.
We need to ask the government for support.
Nuestros hijos estudian y al mismo tiempo trabajan, se mantienen sus propios estudios.
Our children study and at the same time have to work to provide for themselves.
Nosotros nada más le completamos un ejemplo en colegiatura, en libros, en lo que necesitan.
We only complement with books and with tuition in the only way that we can possible.
El día 26 y 27 de septiembre en Iguala, Guerrero.
September 26 and 27 in Guerrero.
Nuestros hijos fueron a botear, a hacer una colecta económica.
Our children went to gather charity.
Y a tomar unos autobuses.
And they rode buses.
Los autobuses es un convenio con la empresa.
The buses have a convent with a company.
Porque si no fuera así, ya tuvieran demandas.
Because if it weren't so, they would already have been sued.
Nosotros nunca nos íbamos a imaginar.
We would never have imagined.
Ni ellos tampoco.
Neither would have they.
Nosotros los mandamos a estudiar.
We sent them to study.
Y ellos, su delito es el estudio, seguir estudiando como ustedes, seguir preparándose para ser mejores en la vida, para poder ayudar a los demás.
And their only crime was to pursue these studies, was to prepare themselves in order to be great servants of others.
Nuestros hijos cuando llegan a terminar de esa escuela los mandan a las afueras de la ciudad, como son las comunidades.
When our children finish school, they are sent outside the communities.
Con la gente indígena.
With the indigenous peoples.
El día 26 y 27 de septiembre, nuestros hijos fueron balaceados.
On September 26 and 27, our children were shot at multiple times.
Fueron perseguidos.
They were persecuted.
Por policías.
By police.
Ellos ese día quisieron escaparse.
That day they tried to flee.
Tuvieron una persecución, una represión de los policías.
They had a long persecution filled with violence by the police.
Se dispersaron en diferentes partes para escapar.
They,
su vida.
In order to try to escape and save their lives, they dispersed in all the areas that they could.
Lamentablemente, tres fallecieron.
Unfortunately, three lost their lives.
Fueron balaceados y uno fue, le arrancaron el rostro vivo.
They were shot and one of them had their face ripped off while he was still alive.
Y 43 estudiantes fueron detenidos por policías.
And 43 students were arrested by the police.
Se los llevaron vivos.
They were taken alive.
Nosotros desde ese día hemos vivido una pesadilla.
Since that day we have been living a nightmare.
Esa desesperación, el motivo, el por qué les hicieron esto.
The desperation, the motive, why did they do this?
Ese día la impotencia de no poderlos ir a buscar.
The impotence of not being able to go pick them up from school like we used to.
Fue una desesperación.
Was a great desperation.
Algunos padres de familia.
Some parents.
Arriesgaron su vida.
Risked their lives.
Por ir a buscar a sus hijos.
Trying to find their children.
Yo lamentablemente no pude ir porque estaba muy enferma.
Unfortunately, I could not partake because I was very sick at the time.
El coraje, la indignación, el por qué les estaba ocurriendo esto, me sentí muy mal.
Being in that position and not being able to do anything about it, the rage, the desperation, made me feel terrible.
Mis compañeros padres de familia y los estudiantes querían auxiliar a nuestros hijos, pero no pudieron porque había retenes.
Parents and peers, we all tried to work together to try to find the children, but we couldn't because there were retentions by the police.
A nuestros hijos nos dijeron que estaban muertos en fosas.
They told us that our children were buried in a mass grave.
Nos presentaron unos cuerpos.
They presented us bodies
que no eran ellos.
That were not the bodies of our children.
Nuestros hijos los conocemos, estaban peloncitos. Uno de padre y madre conoce uno a los hijos.
We know they were not our children. As a parent, we recognize who is our children and who isn't.
Y no los aceptamos.
And we did not accept them.
Pero cada uno de ellos.
But each and every one of
tienen
them.
Tienen familia.
Has a family.
¿Quiénes son sus familiares?
Who are their family?
¿Quiénes son esos cuerpos?
Who are those bodies?
Nosotros nos duele todo lo que está ocurriendo en México.
Everything that happens in Mexico, we are hurt by it.
Porque la información que sale todo de México es de acuerdo a sus intereses del gobierno.
Because all the information that comes out of Mexico is according to the agenda of the government and their interests.
A nuestros hijos los han matado varias veces.
They have killed our children many times.
Han querido cerrar el caso.
They have tried to close the case.
Nosotros no podemos calmar nuestro dolor porque no sabemos qué fue lo que ocurrió ese día.
We cannot calm our pain because we do not know what happened that day.
Y no podemos aceptar tampoco porque nosotros a nuestros hijos los sentimos vivos y porque los han visto vivos y porque tenemos información que los han visto pero son anónimos, no dan nombres por temor al gobierno.
We know, we feel our children are alive, and we have evidence of anonymous documentation that our children are alive. But because of the danger that it is to disclose this information, They do not disclose their names, but we know they are alive. We have evidence that they have been seen.
En los carteles, en las lonas, allá en México, la recompensa ponen de 1,000,000, y quien dé información sobre cada uno de los estudiantes, le pusieron 1,500,000. Multipliquen 1,500,000 por 48 estudiantes. Son 43 que están desaparecidos. 3, lamentablemente, fallecieron. Todavía no hay justicia. No se ha esclarecido el hecho.
In every sign, we offer 1,000,000 Mexican pesos and 1,500,000 Mexican pesos for any information anybody can disclose on the whereabouts of our students. Now, multiply that by 48. 3 of them lost their lives. The case has not been clear. We have not had the answers we have been demanding.
Está uno en coma.
We are in a coma.
Sus padres no han superado ese dolor y no pueden aceptar el hecho ocurrido el día 26 y 27 de septiembre, al igual que nosotros como padres de familia.
Parents have not been able to overcome the pain. Since September 26 and 27, the case is very latent in their lives.
Ha sido muy difícil para nosotros venir hasta acá.
It's been very difficult for us to make it here.
Nos han dicho que venimos acá.
They have asked us, what are we doing here?
Venimos de limosneros a dar lástima, nos han dicho.
We have come to ask for money, you know, to make people feel bad for us.
Que nos regresemos a nuestro país.
That we should go back to our country.
Yo les pido la comprensión de todos ustedes y el apoyo, que sientan el dolor de lo que nosotros estamos sufriendo como padres de familia, porque para nosotros es muy difícil estar aquí. No fue fácil.
I ask for all your support and compensation to feel in solidarity our pain, because it has not been easy at all for us to make it out here in search for support and solidarity.
Nosotros hacemos lo que sentimos, y por eso venimos aquí, a Estados Unidos, a desmentir a nuestro gobierno, que sepan la misma verdad de nosotros mismos como padres de familia.
We do what we feel, and that's why we have left our country, to let people know the truth that our government refuses to demonstrate.
Y también venimos a pedir el apoyo de todos ustedes que presionen a su gobierno, un ejemplo, haciendo marchas el 26 de cada mes, pero una marcha pacífica. Mm-hmm. Es mentira lo que se dice todo en México, que nosotros hacemos que rompemos vidrios. Lo hace la misma gente de coraje.
So we ask that you use your power to pressure your own government in engaging in peaceful protests at the 26th of every month. It is a lie that we do violent protests, although that is what you might see in the media every day. But it is the same people that do in the rage and even police themselves disguised as protesters that partake in violent protests.
El gobierno ha filtrado gente para que ellos hagan, para que nos hagan quedar mal delante de la ciudadanía.
The government
has
paid people to make us look bad, to engage in violent protests.
A nosotros también como padres de familia nos ha filtrado dinero económico, ese apoyo. Dicen que nosotros necesitamos ese apoyo porque nosotros no tenemos dinero, somos gente pobre, y que ese dinero nos va a servir para que nos apoyemos económicamente en los gastos de la casa, para que lo que nosotros quieramos, ese dinero es exclusivamente para nuestros hijos en apoyo económico a nosotros, pero ese dinero, si ellos no aparecen o están muertos, imagínense ustedes, qué tentador es el gobierno, está haciendo que ese dinero, si ellos no aparecen, ¿qué va a ser para nosotros? Imagínense.
The government is saying that we are only gathering this money to better our condition because we are poor. But in reality, we are going to use all this money. This money is only for our children. But the government keeps saying that we're only doing this for the money in order to make our go up in a class, in a social class. But imagine, What is going to happen to that money if we find out that they have been killed or if they never show up again? That money is for the movement.
Nosotros no vendemos a nuestros hijos.
We do not sell our children.
Ni por todo el dinero del mundo, ni por todo el oro.
Not for all the gold.
Una vida no se compra.
Or all the money in the world. You cannot buy a life.
No aceptamos dinero del gobierno.
We do not accept money from the government.
Pero el apoyo de la ciudadanía, sí.
But we do take in the support of the citizens.
Y nos han preguntado cómo le hacemos para mantener la marcha. Nosotros, gracias al apoyo de todos ustedes, la marcha y nosotros, como estamos ahorita hasta acá, todo ese dinero es de la ciudadanía que nos están apoyando a nosotros como padres de familia y estudiantes, porque ellos, ustedes son muy inteligentes y se dan cuenta lo que está haciendo el gobierno con nosotros.
People wonder how we have managed to maintain the movement. It is because of you all. It is because all of the support we have had from fellow citizens and people internationally in other countries, thanks to your money and to your support, because you are smart enough to understand that this is the things you should be supporting in life. It is because of everybody's support that we have been able to stay on our feet and continue to pursue a movement.
Y ya no queremos el apoyo económico que llega allá en México. Queremos que nos apoyen a que ya no llegue ese dinero, el Alto Plan Mérida, porque ese dinero, ese apoyo que llega, ese armamento que llega, es para reprimirnos, para matarnos y desaparecernos. No sabemos a dónde se va ese dinero, ese apoyo económico que sale de sus impuestos de cada uno de ustedes.
The money that comes out of your taxes goes to Mexico, and we would like that to stop because all that money is being used to buy arms to repress us even further, and we want them to stop. El Plan Mérida, as the Plan Mérida says.
Nosotros como padres de familia queremos que se esclarezca el hecho.
As parents of family, we want the case to be clear. We want the answers.
Que se investigue al gobierno y a nosotros también.
We want the government to be investigated, and we want ourselves to be investigated.
A eso venimos, a dar el mensaje, la información de lo que está ocurriendo allá en Tizla de Guerrero.
We are here to inform you, to send a message of what is going on in Tizla de Guerrero.
Y hacer algo, porque ustedes qué harían si tuvieran a un ser desaparecido o un hijo desaparecido.
And we invite you to do something, because what would you do if you knew a loved one was disappeared or if your son or daughter was disappeared?
Porque llevan más de 6 meses y nosotros no hemos dejado de llorar.
Because it's been over 6 months and we have not stopped crying.
Sentimos coraje, indignación con el gobierno.
We feel a lot of rage. We feel very unhappy and unsatisfied and frustrated with our government.
Porque cada calumnia que dice en contra de nuestros hijos nos duele.
Because every false statement they use against our children hurts us deeply.
El gobierno dio una información a la ciudadanía para que nos diera la espalda y se cerrara el caso y dieran por hecho todo terminado.
The government started to spread information so we would lose our support and in order to close the case.
Haciendo creer que nuestros hijos eran, que pertenecían al cártel de los rojos y que nuestros hijos son delincuentes, que nuestros hijos son vándalos.
Spreading a message that our children are involved in drug cartels, that they are criminals, and that they are, you know, just close the case. These are not the criminals and they're inside the banda roja.
Imagínense ustedes el dolor de nosotros como padres de familia estamos sintiendo.
Imagine the pain we are feeling as parents.
Porque a pesar de lo que les hacen, todavía a la ciudadanía le dan esa información para que nos den la espalda.
So even after all they have done to us, this is the message that they disperse among the in Mexico so people could give us their backs and not support us.
La gente que nos conoce saben realmente cómo somos.
The people that know us, they know who we really are.
Y por eso también nos está apoyando y nos está ayudando.
And that is why we continue to get support from them and help.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you. Gracias.
Just a quick announcement, if you're here for a class and you need to sign in, make sure and look for I'm not sure I'm looking around the sheet is in the back.
Buenos días,
Good morning.
Los saludo en mi lengua materna. Sé que ustedes también hablan una lengua diferente al español. Yo también hablo una lengua diferente que es el náhuatl.
I greet you in my native language, which is different from Spanish, and I know you also have a different language other than Spanish.
Yo soy tío de Benjamín Asensio Bautista.
I am the uncle of Benjamín Asensio Bautista.
Uno también de los estudiantes desaparecidos el día 26 y 27 de septiembre.
One of the students that also disappeared on the 26th and 27th of September.
Pues nosotros somos una comisión que venimos representando a todos los padres de familia y estudiantes.
We are a commission that are here representing all the parents of the students that disappeared.
Del cual pues estamos en la búsqueda de los estudiantes desaparecidos.
And we're pursuing in order for students for them to appear.
Compartiéndoles nuestros testimonios y las vivencias que hemos vivido estos largos seis meses.
We are sharing our testimonies and experience that we have lived in the past 6 months or so.
Nosotros como familiares vimos desde un principio que el gobierno ha dado falsos informes.
Since the beginning, we know the government is giving false reports.
Ha habido irregularidades en dichos informes.
There have been many irregularities in these reports.
En una de ellas es la primera que decían que habían encontrado 28 cuerpos en 5 fosas clandestinas.
One of them is the first one, is that they said that they found 28 bodies in 3 mass graves.
Si nosotros hubiéramos aceptado esa versión oficial que ellos externaban,
if we would have accepted that official version that they were offering,
hubiéramos enterrado a un ser querido que no fuera de nuestros familiares.
We would have buried someone that was not our family.
Porque ellos habían afirmado que esos cuerpos habían sido encontrados con pertenencias de los estudiantes desaparecidos.
Because they had claimed that these bodies were buried with the belongings of the students that were kidnapped.
Y eso no es algo nuevo.
And that is not anything new.
El gobierno siempre ha trabajado de esa manera.
The government has always worked this way.
Ha entregado cuerpos que no les corresponden a los familiares que tienen también algún familiar desaparecido.
They have given bodies that do not correspond to the families that have loved ones that have disappeared.
Nosotros hemos tenido diversos apoyos de diversas organizaciones.
We have had the diverse support from diverse organizations.
En este caso se acercó el grupo argentino de antropología forense.
In this case, the group of topología from Argentina came.
Que se solidarizó para poder identificar esos cuerpos que habían encontrado.
In solidarity, they came to help us identify the bodies that the government was telling us were our family.
En el cual, pues, no podíamos creer en el resultado que pudiera externar el gobierno mexicano por parte de la PGR.
Letting us know that really we cannot accept these bodies because they are not the bodies of our children.
Necesitamos entender que iba a haber dos resultados en ese momento en la investigación de la prueba científica.
There were two different results in the scientific experiment.
Y los resultados cuando se dieron a conocer.
And when we got to see the results and put them out in the public.
Pues fue negativo.
It was negative.
Y eso pues nos inspiró y motivó a todos los familiares para seguir adelante en la búsqueda de los estudiantes.
This inspired and motivated us and all the families to continue with the movement in search of our students and our children.
Y nuevamente en el mes de noviembre que firmaron que los estudiantes fueron calcinados en el basurero de Cocula.
Then they signed that the students were burned in a trash pile in November.
Y en este donde dijeron que los estudiantes fueron calcinados con todas las pertenencias que portaban en ese momento.
They say they were burned with all their belongings at that time.
Y lo vuelven a reafirmar en el 27 de enero.
And they continue to reaffirm this, the 27th of January.
Que los estudiantes fueron calcinados en el basurero de Cocula con todas sus pertenencias.
That they were burned with all their belongings in a trash pile.
Basándose en tres testimonios de tres declaraciones de los tres detenidos.
Based on three testimonies of the three arrested students.
Pues nosotros hemos ido al terreno de los hechos.
Well, we went to the site of the crime.
Y como familiares siempre hemos exigido un informe científico.
And as family, we have always demanded a scientific report.
Hemos exigido diversos informes para que pueda esclarecer ese hecho.
We have demanded diverse reports in order to get an answer for what really happened.
Que nos entreguen pruebas contundentes que realmente los estudiantes hayan sido calcinados en ese basurero, como lo afirma la PGR por parte del gobierno de México.
That they show us proof that cannot be denied, that those are our students that were burned, as the PGR and the government affirm.
Y en esos informes que siempre han negado,
in these reports that they have always denied,
estaría esclareciendo el hecho.
They would be giving the answer.
Uno de ellos es el informe meteorológico.
One of them is the meteorological report.
¿En qué nos serviría el informe meteorológico?
What would that serve us for? What does the meteorological report serve us for?
Porque ellos dicen que en esa noche
because
hicieron fuego.
That's not, that night there was a fire.
Y nosotros sabemos que en esa noche también llovió.
And we know that night it rained.
Y podría esclarecer que con lluvia no se puede hacer fuego.
And that could make it clear that you cannot make a fire if it's raining.
Y también hay imágenes satelitales.
We also had satellite images.
Que en ese lugar siempre ha habido actividad de fuego.
And in that saying that in that area there's always been fire activity.
Desde el año 2009.
Since the year 2009.
No hay ninguna imagen que haya captado por vía satélite que haya un fuego muy grande.
There has been no trace of any image captured by satellite that has found a large fire that they had claimed took place.
Y hasta este momento han negado ese informe meteorológico.
And until this moment, they have still denied the meteorological report.
No quieren que sepan la verdad de lo que pasó en esa noche.
They don't want people to know the truth of what happened that night.
De cómo estuvo el lugar, cómo estuvo la temperatura, cómo estuvo la lluvia.
How was the place, how the temperature was, how the rain was.
Y también los científicos de la UNAM.
And the scientists of the Autonomous University of Mexico.
Dieron un comunicado en el mes de diciembre.
Made a declaration in December.
Donde ellos decían.
Where they said.
Que el aire libre no se puede hacer fuego que alcance una temperatura de 500, más de 500 grados.
That in open air you cannot make a fire that exceeds 500 degrees.
Y para hacer ese grado de temperatura requerían diversas toneladas de leña y llantas.
In order to reach that temperature, you need a lot of wood and tires to reach that temperature.
Porque en la investigación se basan en las declaraciones de los detenidos.
Because the investigation is based on the declarations of those that were arrested.
Porque dicen que los estudiantes fueron calcinados con leña y llantas.
Because they say the students were burned with wood and tires.
Y para poder hacer ese hecho requerían de 26 toneladas de leña.
In order to take for that to have taken place, they would have needed 25 tons of the materials.
Requerían de troncos, no de leña.
They needed whole trees, not simple firewood.
Y también requerían de 13 toneladas de llantas.
And also required 13 tons of tires.
Para que se pudiera quemar esos cuerpos.
In order to burn those bodies.
Así hemos visto que ha habido irregularidades en esos informes que da el gobierno mexicano.
So undoubtedly, there are many irregularities in the informe and reports the government provides us.
Y no es posible y no es creíble tampoco de que tres sujetos hayan hecho ese incineración de tantos cuerpos.
It is not possible or believable that three people that were arrested were the ones, the authors of the so-called crime.
No hay residuos ni nada que diga que sí que dé a conocer que sí pues fue ese hecho que en ese lugar hubo.
There is no residue or evidence that indicates that first that it took place and that it took place there.
La vegetación está intacta, hay plantas naciendo.
The vegetation is intact. There are new plants being born.
Nosotros como familiares también se comisionó una comisión de padres de familia.
As family, we have created a commission of the parents of the students.
Para verificar realmente cómo estaba el lugar.
To verify how really were the conditions of the place.
Nosotros como campesinos conocemos la vegetación de los árboles.
As people who work the land, we're very familiar with the trees and with the plants.
La tierra.
With the earth.
Las piedras.
The rocks.
Qué tanto pueden ser afectados con un simple fuego.
And how much they can be affected with a simple fire.
Y ese lugar, como les decía, los padres de familia dicen, pues estaba intacta conforme están los árboles.
And the commission resolved that the place was indeed intact.
Hay plantas naciendo en ese lugar donde supuestamente hicieron fuego.
There are new plants being born in the place where supposedly the fire took place.
Nosotros sabemos, conocemos la tierra. Cuando se hace fuego, se quema un lugar, pues no nace luego las plantas.
We know the earth, and we know that after a fire, plants don't readily are ready to be born again at the place where the fire took place.
Y en ese lugar pues estaban naciendo.
And in that place, we had new plants growing.
Pues también hemos exigido una investigación, un informe de la plataforma de telecomunicaciones.
We have also demanded an investigation of the platform of telecommunications in Mexico.
Sabemos que ellos dicen.
We know that they say.
Que los estudiantes fueron calcinados con todas sus pertenencias.
That the students were burned with all their belongings.
¿Por qué no han brindado ese informe también hasta este momento?
Why haven't they showed that report today continued to say that up to the, until this moment?
Nosotros queremos saber realmente cuál fue la última actividad o la última conexión de un teléfono móvil que en ese momento portaba un estudiante o cada estudiante que tenía.
We want to know what was the last phone call, what was the last message that took place that a student made before it, the events.
Porque ha habido teléfonos móviles de algunos estudiantes que todavía están en conexión.
Because there are phones that are still on the line, that are still working, of the students.
Allá en México se ocupa mucho el programa el WhatsApp y el Facebook.
In Mexico we use a lot WhatsApp and Facebook.
Ahí tenemos imágenes de la página que ha habido teléfonos que han estado en conexión el mes de octubre, noviembre y diciembre.
And we have evidence on the page that they have been active in the months of October, November and December.
Y ese informe no lo han dado a conocer ante los medios de comunicación ni a nosotros como familiares y padres de familia de la normal de Ayotzinapa.
And this report has not been revealed to anybody, not to the media, not to our families, not to us.
Realmente el gobierno no le ha dado importancia al problema de Ayotzinapa.
The government has not given importance to the problem of the issue of Ayotzinapa.
Ellos han de saber el por qué no quieren dar. No, ¿por qué no quieren saber que todos sepan la verdad?
They know why very well where they are hiding the truth.
Y ante los medios de comunicación de México, este informe no han salido. No quieren que se den cuenta.
And in the media, this report has not made it. It has not made it to the media.
También hemos exigido líneas de investigación por algunos funcionarios que también en ese momento estaban en el poder.
We have also demanded of our government officials to help us with investigations, to use their power and help us out.
Como el comandante del batallón 27 de Iguala.
Like the commander of the batallón of the 27 in Iguala.
Que sabemos también que basándonos en los testimonios y evidencias que ellos también fueron partícipes en ese hecho.
We know they participated in those events.
Porque ellos siempre han defendido que ellos nunca participaron en esa noche.
Because they have very enthusiastically defended that they did not take part.
Y tenemos pruebas, hay imágenes que acaban de difundir en el mes de principios de marzo, donde tenían en ese momento tomaron imágenes los militares.
We have proof, we have images that the military took place in the month at the beginnings of March.
Que tenían retenidos a varios estudiantes en un hospital donde los estudiantes fueron a pedir auxilio.
That they had detained a few of the students that had sought help in one of the hospitals and they were detained at the hospitals.
También hemos sido en líneas de investigación hacia el secretario de Seguridad de Iguala.
We've also asked for to investigate the secretary, el secretario de
Seguridad de Iguala.
The Secretary of Security in Iguala.
Que hasta el momento está prófugo.
That until this moment has fled, has disappeared.
Hemos exigido diversos informes, pero hasta el momento pues eso nos estaría ayudando a que si proporcionaran todos lo que hemos pedido, estaría esclareciendo ese hecho.
We have demanded multiple investigations because they would provide the answers we are seeking.
Para el ex gobernador de Guerrero también que renunció, que pidió licencia.
For the ex-governor that recently resigned.
Como el representante del estado, él tenía algo que ver también en este hecho.
As a representative of that state, he was involved with the event.
No los han investigado, hay muchas cosas que están sobre el aire.
They haven't been investigated. There are many things up in the air.
Que esto estaría ayudando a que poder encontrar a los estudiantes. Y de resolver el problema.
That this could be helping us solve the problem and find our children, our students.
También nos dimos cuenta en las irregularidades del gobierno.
And we have also noticed the irregularities by parts of the government.
En la búsqueda que implementaron ellos en el mes de octubre, noviembre y diciembre.
In the search that they executed in the month of October and December.
Que se le encomendó a la policía de la gendarmería.
The police of the gendarmería was the one who led it.
Para iniciar la búsqueda en vida.
To initiate them, to initiate the search for them alive.
Pues ellos siempre querían hacer nada más ellos el trabajo.
They always wanted to be the only ones doing the job.
No querían que otra gente externa que se involucrara en la búsqueda.
They didn't want any external individuals to get involved in the search.
Nosotros como familiares pues tuvimos un acuerdo de que íbamos a comisionar a alguien todos los días para que cerciorara de cómo estaban haciendo el trabajo ellos.
Well, as families we organized and created a commission where we could make sure a person would go in and inspect the search every day.
Iban uno, dos a cinco familiares acompañando a la gendarmería.
One or two would go with the families as well as with the police of the gendarmería.
Del cual nosotros tuvimos muchas veces indicios de denuncias anónimas de que habían visto los estudiantes.
And we have accounts of people that have said that they have seen the students.
En diversos lugares.
In different places.
En diversos poblados.
In different towns.
En zonas mineras, cuevas.
In minings, in caves.
Casas abandonadas.
In abandoned houses.
Y lo más triste es saber.
And the saddest thing is to know.
Es cuando se llegaba a una casa.
Is when we arrived at a house.
Una casa abandonada, una casa de seguridad.
An abandoned house and a house of security.
No se abría en ese lugar.
They wouldn't open those places.
Decían ellos que no llevaban un orden de cateo.
They say we don't have an order in order for us to look.
Y tenían que regresar hasta el día siguiente para poder tener acceso en esos lugares.
And we have to come until the next day in order to have access to that place.
Mientras tanto, pues los estudiantes pues los movían en esa noche.
In the meantime, the students were being moved.
Y ese lugar quedaba desprotegido, no quedaba asegurada ni nada.
And that place would remain unprotected. There was no security. Left no trace.
Y siempre cuando se daba un reporte.
And every time that they would show a report.
Ellos tenían que dar un estudio, decían ellos.
They had to do a study.
No actaban en ese momento.
They wouldn't show it at that time.
Tenían que ir a la búsqueda hasta el día siguiente, sino hasta el tercer día o el cuarto día.
They had to go up until the third or fourth day in order to make some kind of statement or declaration.
So pretexto de ellos era, es de estudiar el lugar.
The pretext was that they needed to study the place. They could not give any information.
De cuánta gente podían llevar.
And how many people they could take.
Y qué equipo también.
And what gear they could use.
pues nos dimos cuenta al final, pues esto fue una búsqueda para que todos se dieran cuenta que realmente estuvieran haciendo un trabajo bien.
And we realized that the search was really just to demonstrate that they were doing some kind of job, not really a search.
Y nosotros nos dimos cuenta que fue una búsqueda simulada.
And we realized that this was also a simulated search.
Hicieron ese, esa actividad para que nosotros nos quedáramos callados.
They did that activity to silence us.
Pues desde ahí vemos muchas irregularidades de todo lo que está haciendo el gobierno de México.
And that is just one of the many irregularities we see that the government is doing.
No necesitamos ser tan expertos para entender la mera verdad de lo que está pasando.
We don't need to be experts to understand the truth of what is going on.
De cómo están las cosas, de cómo están, de lo que está pasando el día, de lo que pasó el día 26 y 27.
And about how things are happening and what happened on the 26th and 27th of September.
Pues entonces también hemos exigido de que pues implemente tecnologías para intensificar la búsqueda y hasta el momento no lo han hecho.
We have also demanded the implementation of technologies to intensify the search, and up to this moment they still haven't.
Sabemos que hay tecnologías sofisticadas que podrían rastrear estos estudiantes desaparecidos.
We know that there is sophisticated technology that could find our students.
Y estos largos 6 meses también.
And these long 6 months.
Ha habido mucha represión y hostigamientos hacia las organizaciones sociales de México que han apoyado al movimiento, a los padres de familia.
There has been a lot of repression to all the organizations and the movements that are supporting our families and the parents of the students.
Represión hacia los medios de comunicación y hacia específicamente al magisterio de Guerrero.
Repression in the media and specifically at the magisterio of Guerrero.
En el cual 24 de febrero, en una represión, pues murió un maestro jubilado.
On the 24th of February, during a repression act, one of the retired teachers was killed.
El gobierno no quiere que recibamos apoyo de diversos lugares.
The government does not want us receiving support from different places.
No quieren que mucha gente sepa la verdad de lo que está pasando en México, de cómo se vive en México.
They don't want people to know the reality of what happens in Mexico, of what really happened with us and our students.
Nosotros también podemos decir en este momento que atrás de los 43 hay más personas desaparecidas.
And we can say at this moment that behind the 43, there are many other people that have disappeared.
Que hemos visto, que se han detectado, que mucha gente se han acercado con nosotros.
That we know that people have detected and have approached us, letting us know that they too have disappeared loved ones.
A decirnos que también ellos tienen familiares desaparecidos.
To let us know that their family and their children have disappeared as well.
Y que solo ellos siempre, que ellos se callaron, que no alzaron la voz.
That they were silenced, they never raised their voice.
No alzaron la voz porque han tenido miedo.
Because they are in fear.
Por el hostigamiento del gobierno de México.
Because of the hostile environment and the violence that the government of Mexico brings upon them.
Y para ser más exactos, de la gente desaparecida de México, en los últimos 10 años hay más de 23,600 personas desaparecidas.
And to give you an exact view of what this looks like, in the past 10 years, the number has surpassed 23,000 people that have disappeared.
Y hay más de 150,000 personas ejecutadas extrajudicialmente.
And there have been over 150,000 people that have been executed extrajudicially.
Y sabemos que muchos de ellos no están han sido reprimidos, desaparecidos por la extorsión, por la delincuencia organizada que hay en México.
And we know that many of them have been repressed also by the drug cartels and the violence taking place in Mexico.
Que mucha gente de los ejecutados que no han tenido nada que ver con la delincuencia organizada.
And many people have been executed have had nothing to do with the organized crime.
Pues eso le traemos en la voz de todos los personas que han sido afectados a nivel nacional.
So we bring the voices of everybody that has been affected in the nation.
Que han sido también afectados a la gente latina que cruza por México.
That have also been affected, also the Latinos that go through the country, that go through Mexico.
Que han sido hostigados secuestrados también por los malos gobiernos que tenemos en México.
That have also been kidnapped and subject to violence by the government of Mexico.
Solo que sí decimos que en México es muy difícil ya vivir con la seguridad.
We say that in Mexico it's difficult to live, that the security situation we live in, the insecurity.
No venimos a hablar mal de México. México también tiene cosas bonitas.
We don't come to talk bad about Mexico. Mexico also has many beautiful things.
Cosas arqueológicas.
Archaeological things.
Playas.
Beaches.
Ciudades bonitas.
Beautiful cities.
Que eso también podemos presumir de México.
And we can also brag about that.
Lo que no podemos hablar mal, bien, es el por el mal gobierno que tenemos.
But we cannot brag about our government.
Esperemos que ustedes sigan apoyando en esta caravana y en diversas actividades que vamos a realizar en diversos días.
We hope that you continue your support with us and also partake in the activities that will take place in the next few days.
Y sumarse a la actividad global del día 26 de abril.
And that you march on the global march on the 26th.
Y para concluir,
And to conclude,
A veces es triste saber no sabemos de un ser querido que se encuentra desaparecido, que un día también llegue a cumplir años.
It'd be lovely to see my loved one that has been kidnapped and to see them in their birthday, celebrate their birthday with them.
Pues hoy cumpleaños también mi sobrino, Benjamín.
Today is Benjamin's birthday. One of the words kidnapped.
We're going to be taking questions, and Maria and Cruz will be up here with the interpreter, and the hand mic will be here at the at the stand. So please walk up to it.
What, excuse me, what ages are the people who have been disappeared?
18 and up.
Los estudiantes desaparecidos son la edad de 19 a 21 años. Todos son, pertenecen a la primera academia, el primer año. Nos da a entender de que esto apenas estaban, llevaban un mes en la escuela.
They had only had 1 month in school and they were ranged in the ages 18 to 21. They just began the first year at the academy.
Solamente dos estudiantes que tienen la edad de 24 y 26 años.
There are only two students that are 24 and 26. Yo quiero agradecer, if I may, primero en español, yo quiero agradecer que el privilegio que es estar aquí hoy entre estas personas aquí que representan a corazones y a voces que están alienadas de nosotros, que apenas accesamos quizá en el internet o algo así, pero es muy contundente y yo aplaudo que la universidad sea anfitriona de este evento. So I want to give thanks the fact that we can be here today, that we can give the podium to these individuals, to these spirits that are serving to communicate us the feelings of the hearts and the voices of what's going on in Mexico. It is a privilege for us to be here and that it gives us a face and that sadly, you know, they realize they need to get out of Mexico because people will not know what happens in the media, know what's really going on if they just go by what it says online. So I think that we should take this opportunity and show our solidarity and use the power we have here within the US that they do not have in Mexico in solidarity with what is going on. Because this is just a small element of a bigger problem going on in Mexico. But we can do a lot. We can do a lot. We can continue in showing them the information. We can tell their truths, all right? And we can pass the mic to them as we have today. I want to give thanks to that. What are the plans, she says, of after the caravan? What plan is this place?
seguir haciendo la denuncia donde se pueda, aunque sea necesario.
Continue to demand the answers wherever until it's necessary, wherever it's necessary.
Seguir exigiendo al gobierno mexicano que presente a los estudiantes desaparecidos.
To continue to demand that the government show us and lead us to our students.
Pues nosotros no vamos a cesar hasta llegar a la verdad.
We will not stop until the truth is uncovered.
Esperemos que con la ayuda de ustedes pues logremos presionar al gobierno mexicano.
We hope that with your help we can continue to pressure the Mexican government.
Que investigue, realice una investigación seria, no como la que he estado haciendo estos seis meses.
To do a serious investigation, not like they have been doing in the past 6 months.
Que demuestre pruebas contundentes de donde están los estudiantes, que nos convenzan nosotros como familiares.
To show proof, not like the ones that they have shown, to demonstrate to us our families what really happened and where they are.
Y también esperemos también con la ayuda de ustedes, con sus representantes populares que tienen, también hagan presión al gobierno de Estados Unidos, también que presione a nuestro gobierno.
We hope that you also reach those that represent you.
Creo que en julio
seek solidarity with the U.S. government and pressure them to become solidarized with what's going on in Mexico.
Una observación que han hecho los compañeros es que tienen miedo, no saben lo que va a pasar cuando regresen.
One observation that they have expressed is that they are in fear of what might happen when they return to Mexico.
Tienen miedo de represión, retaliación.
They're afraid of being repressed again.
Porque vinieron para acá a hablar en contra del gobierno.
Because they have come here to speak, not really against the government, but to show the truth of what happened.
Entonces, retaliación personal en contra de ellos, su persona y contra sus familiares también.
And also not just them personally, but everybody related to them, their families, their peers.
So le piden a la comunidad que proactivamente le digan al gobierno que no los molesta.
And we would ask that you proactively and with your community, ask that the government keep their hands off of them.
Y el otro punto que más hablan es que nosotros como ciudadanos hagamos algo para detener el plan Mérida que envía toda la violencia a México.
And we, as citizens, must do something to stop the plan Mérida that sends violence and arms to Mexico.
I just wanted to thank all our translators, Alejandro Gonzalez and Amazona Alfonso,
sí,
and our speakers today, as well as Diana Rivera for hosting us here. And I wanted to let you guys know that tonight at 5:30, we will be hosting them again in Erickson Kiva. So if you can please come out and support, we'll have petitions there so that you can sign as well. So if you guys can, because that's really important, they're going to take that to Washington, D.C. with them. So please have people go online, the Caravana 43, which is the website over there, .com, and please, sign the petition. It's very important.
¿Hubo intento del gobierno mexicano para parar la caravana?
Was there any attempts by the Mexican government to stop the caravana?
Sí, ha filtrado
yes.
Dinero.
Yes, no. With money?
Ha filtrado no, dinero.
They have filtered money.
No, no alcancé a escuchar muy bien la pregunta. ¿Cómo fue?
Que si hubo intento del gobierno mexicano para parar la caravana.
Pues no, no tanto eso, sino que solamente se le negó a tres personas que se les negó la visa.
Only three people were denied entry to the U.S., but the Mexican government did not actively try to stop us.
Pero ahorita pues estamos aquí, no hemos tenido ningún problema en transcurso que hemos ido de ciudad en ciudad.
But we are here today, we haven't had a problem traveling from city to spread our message.
¿Y se conoce la razón por la cual a esas tres personas no se les permitió venir?
Do we know why these people were denied entry to the U.S.?
Desconocemos el por qué.
Don't know.
How, if anything, has the U.S. government helped you?
María says no.
Nada.
Nada.
Pues hasta el momento, pues nada, no ha habido ningún apoyo por parte del gobierno.
Venimos aquí a pedir el apoyo.
And it's why we're here.
How can we help you?
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo le puedo ayudar?
Ya
Oh, to stop Plan Mérida boycott?
Uh-huh.
To help uncover the truth and those investigations that are flawed with the regularities. Well, there are three students alive that were detained by the police, and we don't know about their whereabouts today. So to help us find the clarity of what the investigations are saying that we know are not to be true. ¿Algo más? ¿Qué pueden hacer ellos como ciudadanos para apoyar?
I'm glad you know, there was a question to that effect asked. It occurred this morning we were having breakfast, and Cruz brought up the issue that his nephew's cell is still active. And they're asking for technology that can be used in Mexico. It says, can we have institutions like this one to lend technology in Mexico to find the whereabouts of the cell? Because the Mexican government refuses to release any of that information. Not necessarily through the U.S. government, but through institutions like this one or private institutions like the computer, you know, companies can go into Mexico and lend a hand to this movement.
Maria says many thanks for that.
What organizations have offered you the most support in the United States?
Pues no hemos tenido ningún apoyo de una dependencia de manera oficial, solamente hemos tenido apoyo por parte de la científico de la UNAM en la investigación y pues compañías que den informes.
So from the U.S. officially, nothing really, no big organization. All we have had is support from the scientists at the Autonomous University in Mexico.
Que nos den manera técnica, técnicamente tecnologías, pero no hemos tenido ningún apoyo por nada.
We have not really received much technological support as we have been demanding.
Eso pues nos estaría ayudando mucho, ¿no? Para poder geolocalizarlos.
That would really help us to find where they are. Technological support. They haven't even been able to use their phones. They haven't wanted to help us. Because if they would have wanted to help us, our children would be with us today. If it was the son of the president, they would have found them already. They would have looked in the ocean, in the earth, everywhere to find them. They wouldn't even kill. They would have even killed to find them. Something they have not done with our children, with our kids.
What exactly is the petition for? Like, what does it state that will, that you can sign later today?
For support? Esmeralda? Sí.
I thought I was loud enough. The petition is basically asking you to support their cause, and just to like list
list your name, your address, just to support, because these petitions are then taken to congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C., who will then hopefully push to do a resolution to support the caravana, to support the Ayotzinapa movement.
Petition on caravanaforthe3.com.
So the website that's up there, you can go online and sign the petition as well.
Caravana43.com.
Yes.
We want to thank you for coming and supporting both the caravana and our efforts to bring information to the library's community by looking and coming into special collections and seeing the materials that we are gathering there for on this topic. Mari had a final statement that she wanted to say, but before I turn it over to her, I do want to remind you that there's these bookmarks here that we hope that you take one of. It's on seeded paper. And again, they tried to bury us not knowing we were seeds. And they're sowing seeds, the message that these parents are taking throughout the country. Their children are the seeds. And they're sowing consciousness and they're sowing knowledge with us as to what's going on. We do have a little bit of light refreshments right here in the outer, this next room over here. So please feel free to take a bite. And thank you for coming. And hope you support us at the MSU libraries again for these programs.
Maria has something to share before we go.
Sabemos que fueron detenidos por policías.
We know they were detained by police.
Y hasta la fecha, desde el 26 y 27 de septiembre, fueron detenidos por policías federales y militares quienes participaron. Y así como se los llevaron, así los queremos. Porque de este hecho del día 26 y 27 de septiembre hacemos responsable a nuestro gobierno.
We make a government responsible for the military and police that detained our students on the 26th and 27th of September. And as they were taken alive, we want them back alive.
Una pregunta que les voy a hacer, ¿qué haría? Pregúntenle a su mamá,
ask
a su papá.
Ask your mom or your dad.
Si ustedes estuvieran desaparecidos.
If you were to disappear, if you had disappeared.
Porque nosotros no hemos dejado de buscar como padres de familia a nuestros hijos.
Because we have not stopped looking for children.
No podemos calmar nuestro dolor ni aceptarlo tampoco.
We cannot accept or calm our pain.
Hasta que se esclarezcan los hechos.
Until the events are cleared up and the truth comes out.
Porque el amor de una madre para los hijos es muy infinito.
Because the love of a mother to her children is infinite.
Y no vamos a dejar de buscarlos hasta encontrarlos, hasta que se esclarezcan los hechos.
And we will not stop looking until we find them, until the events are cleared.
Porque se los llevaron vivos y vivos los queremos.
Because they were taken alive and we want them back alive.
Y si algo les pasara.
And if anything happened to them.
O a nosotros padres de familia, hacemos responsable a nuestro gobierno.
Or if anything happened to our families, we make our government responsible.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Maybe we can say it together.
Muchísimas
por vida
gracias.
Los queremos.
Gracias.
Por vida.
Gracias.
En vida los
queremos.
All right. En vida los queremos.
Gracias.
En vida los queremos.
Gracias.
Con vida los queremos.
Porque vivos se los llevaron y vivos los queremos.
Vivos los queremos. Vivos los queremos.